Cave Talk.
The US Report with Adrian Brune.
And of course, on a Friday morning, we say a very good morning to Adrian Bruni from Manhattan out in the New York City area. Some place is, you know, a place that's still on my bucket list to visit. And I think I might as well take Rafik and Johannes with me when we go for that particular visit. Adrian, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show. Now, the Kavanaugh accuser to wait, and this is, of course, referring to Christine Blasey Ford. Give us the details on that.
Sure, Zane. Good morning. Ford, who has accused Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, reopened discussions to testify before the Senate. Her lawyers told the Senate Judiciary Committee that she would, quote, be prepared to testify next week, unquote, on the condition that senators offered her terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. Now, Dr. Blasey has received death threats, and her family has had to relocate since she publicly accused Judge Kavanaugh, President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, of sexually assaulting her when the two were in high school.
And following on that story, the hashtag MeToo News, there's more evolving from that particular campaign.
Yes, definitely. It's been a very hot topic in the U.S. Over the past week and a half or so. On Wednesday, Ian Buruma, editor of the New York Review of Books, resigned after publishing a personal essay by former Canadian radio host Jean Gomeshi about his experience being accused by over 20 women of sexual assault and harassment. Critics say the essay, which was called Reflections from a Hashtag, downplayed the seriousness of the allegations and afforded Gomeshi, who was acquitted of criminal charges, a platform that many victims don't have. Now, still in more hashtag Me Too, after a recent investigation found the NBA team, the Dallas Mavericks, that they harbored a corporate culture rife with misogyny and predatory sexual behavior. Owner Mark Cuban has agreed, in lieu of a NBA fine, to donate $10 million to groups supporting women in leadership roles and in combating domestic violence. Now, Cuban was not personally accused of misconduct, but in the NBA said that he did oversee an organization that was just very careless. So he has done, he has agreed to donate that sort of money, which is quite a lot.
Moving on from those two hashtag MeToo stories to another story, which is Trump visits North Carolina, finally.
Yes, visited in North Carolina, inspecting damage and meeting residents. He also tried to soften his earlier criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, but that was unsuccessful. He did allude to the fact that Sessions may be out the door. Here, Zane, is a clip of Trump's a press conference that Trump held before he headed off to the Tar Heel State.
I'd really want to see her. I really would want to see what she has to say. But I want to give it all the time they need. They've already given it time. They've delayed a major hearing. There's no more just about. Look, when I first decided to run, everybody said the single most important thing you do is a Supreme Court justice, okay? We've all heard that many times about a president. I would say this. I think he's an extraordinary man. I think he's a man of great intellect, as I've been telling you, and he has an unblemished record. This is a very tough thing for him and his family, and we want to get it over with. At the same time, we want to give tremendous amounts of time. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
And that's Donald Trump visiting North Carolina. Moving on from that to a story of a woman kills three, as well as herself, out in Maryland. Quite a bit of a sad story.
Yes, definitely. And I just want to clarify that that was Trump visiting North Carolina, speaking about the Kavanaugh issue and the possibility of Jeff Sessions really staying on. But yes, a woman killed three people and wounded three others before fatally shooting herself at a drugstore distribution center Thursday in Harford County, Maryland. Now, Cynthia Mosley, 26, was who is the suspect in the case, or the shooter, was a disgruntled employee who, after showing up for her work at her normal time, began shooting people outside the building and on the warehouse floor. Mosley died at a nearby hospital a few hours later after shooting herself in the head. This is a notable story because it's the third workplace shooting within 24 hours in the U.S. This week.
Moving on from that particular story, and we're having a chat to Adrian Bruni this morning, calling us and giving us the U.S. report all the way from Manhattan, New York City. North Carolinians are restless to return?
Yes, they certainly are. Now, earlier this week, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper pleaded with thousands of evacuees to remain patient while officials distributed supplies to Wilmington, North Carolina, a coastal city of 120,000, almost entirely surrounded by floodwaters. The official death toll there has, or in the entire state, has risen to 37 and wreaked havoc on local farms, killing 3.4 million chickens and 5,500 pigs. Now, the aftermath has also concerned officials over a particularly nasty problem, and that is lagoons of overflowing pig waste. The pig population of North Carolina is actually larger than the adult or the people population of North Carolina. So now, if the untreated slop enters rivers, ecological damage happens, and fish die-off can follow. And when the runoff gets into groundwater, it can lead to many, many health risks. I'm not going to get into them, but it's a pretty bad situation. So Trump, again, has been down there, visited. There's not a number yet that's been pledged for relief money. I think they're just waiting for the waters to start clearing off.
Yeah, I think the sad part of any kind of natural disaster like this is the actual mop-up operations afterwards and exactly how these people need to start rebuilding their homes. Now, Texas drops Hillary Clinton, Helen Keller from school books.
Yes, that's the last story for you today, Zane. Now, the Texas State Board of Education has voted to remove the first major party female presidential candidate from primary, middle, and high school curriculum in an effort to, quote-unquote, streamline lessons. Educators won't be prevented from teaching Texas's 5.4 million public school students about Clinton, or, for that matter, deaf-blind, early 20th century activist Helen Keller, who is also eliminated from the textbooks, but they won't be required to include the two women. Now, supporters say the change frees up intellectual space for more essential historical figures that, quote, triggered a watershed change, unquote. Now, that is only sort of temporary for now. A final vote will take place on that issue in September. In November.
Yeah, we're ending in September. This year's just gone by so
fast. Yeah, we're already in September.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Adrian Bruni, thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we'll chat to you again during the course of next week.
Sounds great, Zane. Looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot.